Our topic today is exhibiting at trade shows, plan for success. A few years ago, we suggested to one of our clients that he exhibit at an upcoming trade show. He reacted angrily and said that he had exhibited at that show before and it was a waste of his time and money. As we discussed his experience, it was apparent why he went to the trade show and how he went about exhibiting. And we realized that his bad experience actually resulted from the fact that he did not truly understand the purpose of trade shows or successful trade show strategy. The purpose of exhibiting at a trade show is not to make sales, but to generate sales leads. It's important that you plan your trade show strategy prior to the event, including a plan for following up on leads afterwards. We have some ideas for you: pre-show promotion, budget, supplies, preparing your staff, and handling leads afterwards to give you some help in the areas of concern requiring your proper prior planning. With your pre-show promotion, you can promote your business prior to the show by letting existing and prospective customers know you will be there and how to find your booth. Some ways you can do this are direct mail, participating in the host organization's promotional efforts, and then placing your own ads. When you develop a budget for the show, know what is provided by the trade show host and what additional items and services you may need to purchase. Your budget should include the important things as booth space, phone and electricity costs, staff time, your exhibit display and materials, supplies, decorations, marketing and promotion before and after the show, any promotional gifts, your personal travel, shipping your exhibit, and lead tracking. With your supplies cost, this is an important part of your planning and budgeting. Diana Morrison, a successful trade show exhibitor and owner of Advertising Specialty Services of Savannah, suggests the following supplies. First, your trade show display, trade show headers and signage, a sheet to cover your display for the evening, the usual tape, scissors, Velcro, and a tablet of paper or your personal portfolio and calendar, pens to make notes, samples of your company's products and promotional items for giveaway, a fishbowl for business cards for gift drawings and follow-up, plenty of your business cards, and you need to consider whether or not to have them available for all your staff members, business card holders, a hot glue gun, flyers and brochures, any tools needed to put together your display, risers if you have a full booth and need to add dimension to your display, a freshen-up kit including breath mints and maybe a toothbrush for after lunch, clamp-on lights, power snacks, water, and material or catalogs for answering questions about your products, pricing, and services. Next, prepare your staff. Be sure that you have enough people available for the booth and you send appropriate people. Prepare them by reviewing the plan of operation ahead of time. Develop a guideline of what they should tell prospects about your company and engage in some role-playing to practice how to interact with potential customers. You and your staff members should be prepared to arrive early and stay late, display a thorough knowledge of products and services, be friendly, proactive, and enthusiastic, wear proper attire and wear attractive name tags, stand at the edge of the booth and not in front of the display, to not carry on private conversations with each other at the booth where a potential customer walks up and feels that he is intruding, be prepared to properly handle rejection, not to eat, drink, or sit at the booth, only during the breaks away from the booth, take frequent breaks, eat healthy snacks, drink plenty of water, use breath mints, and always smile and have fun. To prepare for handling follow-up and leads, enter the prospective customer's business card information into a database immediately after the show. Have a system in place to track the leads and determine ahead of time what materials you will need for follow-up mailings. Set aside some time within a week after the show to call the hottest prospects first. So, in planning for success at exhibiting at trade shows, be prepared with your pre-show promotion, develop your budget, have your supplies ready, prepare your staff, and be sure you follow up after the show. For help in putting together your exhibit for a trade show, call on the Small Business Development Center consultants at your local SBDC office.